Well, praise God. It's the end of Sunday, January 5, 2005, and we are one day closer to seeing Jesus. I always start my day by thanking the Lord that we're always just one day closer, and eternity is closer on the horizon than it has ever been. So I hope you're coming tonight here with an expectation, because God wants you to know there's power present in the building. The power of the Lord is present everywhere. That's the Holy Spirit. He's here. He's everywhere. And wherever he is, there is the potential for healing and miracles if people know how to tap into the power. You know, there's power in the walls. The electricity companies provide power through the lines and through the sockets and so forth. But in order to turn on the lights and turn on the air conditioner and do all of this with what the power can do, you have to plug in. You have to know how to plug into the power, and that's what we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about tonight, so that I can help you do that in your life like I'm learning how to do it in mine. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that this will provide us with the platform and the understanding that we need to receive what you have already given. We thank you, Lord God, that we'll understand from Scripture what actually took place at the cross and what that means for us here today, thousands of years later. We thank you, Lord God, that people who have come in here with sicknesses or disease or pain of any kind will find relief here tonight. And we thank you for this in the name of Jesus, because it is our testimony that is the most powerful witnessing tool that we can share with anybody. It's what Jesus has done for us. So we thank you for this. We give you the praise and the glory. Everybody that agreed said together, amen. All right, have a seat, everybody. Overseas in the Philippines for 44 years, we've had crusades. We've seen just about everything that the Bible talks about. We've even seen the dead raised. We have been privileged to be a part of many miracles and healings, and it's a wonderful thing to see it happen, and it's a wonderful thing to see it happen to you and to me personally when the devil will attack us. So the first thing I want to do, first of all, the title for tonight's message is The Rest of Receiving. The Rest of Receiving. We have to learn how to receive what God has already made available to us. Faith people sometimes, and I'm included in this, faith people sometimes make the mistake of thinking that if they confess 675 times, that on 676, somehow we click something with God and he does something that we haven't had him do because we hadn't confessed enough of the scripture. And if you're not careful, you can get out of faith and get into works and not realize that you've done it. You have to learn how to, and this is a learning process for all of us, okay? I'm still learning. We're all still learning. But we want to learn more about this as we move along, especially if we are in need of healing, because the Great Commission requires people to be healed to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen? Amen. Sick people can't go. They can't witness the way that they need to because they're dealing with issues in their own life. So I want to start with Matthew chapter 8. I want to show you just a few verses to solidify in your mind, and especially if you're a visitor, if you've been invited to come tonight and this is all new to you, I want you to see some things from the Word of God so that some questions will be answered in your mind, hopefully, and then you'll be prepared for what God wants to do in just a few minutes. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1. By the way, if you read from Matthew, actually the Gospel of Matthew contains more healing testimonies than any of the other four Gospels. If you want to study on healing, read the Gospel of Matthew, because there are a number of stories in that gospel that are hand-selected by the Holy Spirit to show the reader that no matter what your situation is, God's healing power is available for you. And here's one such example. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him. Now let's stop for just a minute. In their day, leprosy was the cancer of their day, okay? In our times, it's the C word, cancer, okay? Just the mention of that word, you know, brings fear to people. And, you know, there's reasons for that. But the point is, in their day, it was leprosy, okay? Leprosy was a death sentence. If you contracted the disease of leprosy, you were a social outcast. You were banished from society, even according to the Mosaic law. You could not fellowship with people. They could not fellowship with you. They had leper colonies. And it was a very, very terrible disease. It slowly ate away at your skin, and it was a very terrible and a slow way to die. And that's what they were dealing with in those days. So here comes one of these people to Jesus. A leper came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." So his question was not if he could, it's a question of, do you want to? And that's that. I've heard this from so many people. Well, I know God can do whatever God can do, but does he want to do it for me? And then you've got entire denominations that will tell you that it's up to the sovereignty of God. If he chooses to heal you, he will. And if he doesn't, you're just going to stay sick and you're on your own. Go find some doctor, and I hope you get some healing over there, because God, obviously, he might not heal you. So they pray, "Lord, if you want to heal me, heal me if it be your will." Well, he's asking that question right there. If you want to, you can. Here's the answer. Jesus put out his hand and touched him. By the way, you didn't touch lepers either, but he did. He put out his hand and touched him and said, "I am willing. Be cleansed." Be cleansed. Now, look with me at John chapter 14. He told the leper, "Yeah, I want you well. Yep, I am willing. Yeah, I can do it, but more than that, I want to do it." And then Jesus is speaking to his disciples here in John 14, verse 9. He's coming to the end of his public ministry. He knows that the crucifixion, the cross is just ahead of him, just in front of him now. And Jesus said to his disciples, they're asking him questions, and Philip in verse 8 will say to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us." And Jesus replies in verse number 9, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father." So how can you say, "Show us the Father"? In other words, Jesus is telling Philip, and the Holy Spirit's telling us, watch and look at Jesus. You want to know whether he heals people? Look at the ministry of Jesus. You want to know whether he heals some and doesn't heal others? Look at the ministry of Jesus. He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen God." You want to know what God wants to do? Look at the ministry of Jesus. There is not a single instance in the four Gospels where Jesus said no to a sick person. Not a single time. Every single time he ministered to those people who asked him for healing, and they got healed. Every single time. In fact, look with me at Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter number 10 and verse number 38. All right. Remember, Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen God." The leper said, "If you want to, you can make me clean." And Jesus said, "I do want to," and touched him, and he was cleaned. He was healed. Here, look at this. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Who anointed Jesus? With who? With the Holy Spirit and with power. The same Holy Spirit who's here tonight, by the way. The same power that's here tonight, by the way. Who went about doing good and healing a few of those who were oppressed by the devil. Is that what it says? He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by who? The devil. For who was with Jesus? You ought to circle that. That tells you in one verse what everybody needs to know about divine healing. Right there. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. He didn't go about questioning people, leaving them half in the lurch, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. He was doing good and healing everybody who was oppressed by the devil. Everybody, even sinners, even Roman centurions. It covered everybody. For God was with him. God was with him. God was with him. Look with me at 3 John. We'll go to 1 John in a minute. 3 John, it's a small book. It's near the back of the New Testament. We want to lay a foundation. We've been talking about foundations. This is what we're doing here tonight. Because if you have never heard this, if you've been told that it might be God's will to heal you and it might not be, you need to understand that is a totally unscriptural statement. Because that is a lie from the devil. It is always God's will to heal you. It is always God's will to do it. And no matter what you're facing, he can heal you. He can fix it. You have to know that in order to use your faith for it. If you are doubting, there's the doubt. That's what the devil's trying to do. So 3 John verse chapter 1, there's only one chapter, verse number 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. How many things? All things. God wants you to be prosperous and be in health as your soul prospers. I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. That was the prayer that John prayed for his congregants. Okay? He wants you healed so that you can live in divine health. Healing is wonderful. Health is even better. Amen? I want to live in health. I want to make it to the finish line. I don't want to spend all my money at the pharmacy. I don't want to spend all my money at the hospital. I don't want to spend all my money on medical bills. I want to be free to do what God's told me to do. So when sickness comes to me, like it tries to come to you, I have the responsibility to use my faith and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. But you have to know some things, because the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. The devil is never the problem. A lack of knowledge is the problem. Ignorant people are vulnerable to the devil's devices because they don't know what is offered to them, what is guaranteed to them, what has been promised to them, and what is a finished work of Christ on the cross. Someone say amen.
Amen.
All right. Look with John, 1 John. Now we looked at 3 John. Look at 1 John. I have been waiting for this service. I was telling the devil days ago, I'm going to tear you up one side and down the other with this. In the name of Jesus, I'm looking forward to this. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. Here's what it says. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that would be in Christ, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, God. Listen, remember the leper. If you want to, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I want to. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. And he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Keep all that stuff in your head. Because here it says, if we ask for anything according to his will, and we now know that his will is for you to be healed, he hears us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we hope? No. We know that we have, not what we're going to get. We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We know we've got it. When you pray in faith, that is a scriptural prayer for healing, because Jesus has proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is God's will for each and every Christian, even unbelievers, to be healed. In fact, healing is one of the greatest ways to witness, because people, let me tell you something, in the Philippines, Muslims come to our crusades. They're not interested in my great oratorical abilities. They come with pain because they've been to doctors, they've been to the pharmacy, they've tried everything, there's nothing working. The imam can't help them, the mosque can't help them. So as a last resort, they come here because they know that if their relatives find out that they're going to our crusades, they'll get kicked out of their house and ostracized and lose all their family privileges, etc. So they're risking something to come. But they are at the end of the rope. And when we tell them that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he healed people then as he healed people today, and you're included, and we lay hands on these people and they get healed, now we say to them, now you have a choice to make. I just told you that Jesus Christ is the healer. And many of these people get born again because they have the proof. You can't deny the miracle. You can't deny the testimony. The reason why I preach this with conviction is because I've been sick and now I'm healed. And it doesn't matter, I could stand before you and still have symptoms, and it wouldn't matter to me because I still know I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. We'll cover that in just a minute. But I want to fill your heart with expectation, because the Bible says, according to our expectation, so be it done unto us. I expect you to be healed tonight. You need to expect to be healed, because all things are possible to him who believes. All right. Let's see. Mark chapter 11. We know that we have, when we ask for healing, we know that God hears us because it is his will for us to be healed. And we know that we have the healing that we have requested. We know that we have. It didn't say we hope we get it someday. It says we know that we have. So I'm going to help you here with Mark chapter number 11, the classic verse that Jesus gives to us. Mark 11. And let's look at the context of what I want you to see here. Let's look at verse number 12. We'll back up to the 12th verse, and then we'll get down to the 22nd verse in a minute. But I want you to see what happened to bring us to what we're going to look at later in this chapter. Okay, Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Here's what it says. Now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. This would be Jesus. Jesus is hungry. Seeing from afar or far away, a fig tree having leaves, he went to it, if perhaps he could find something on it. So he's looking for some figs to eat because he's hungry. So when he comes to it, he finds nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, he's talking to the tree, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. He said something to the tree. Please notice, okay? So it says, and look at the end of verse 14, and the disciples heard it. He didn't whisper this. He spoke it out loud. They all heard him say it. You will never have fruit again in Jesus' name. Well, in Jesus' name, in God's name, I guess, whatever. You know, I need to move on. So, verse 15, so they came to Jerusalem. Okay, so they've left the tree. They keep on going into Jerusalem. You read the verses. He spent the whole day teaching in the temple. At the end of the day, it says, look at verse number 19. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Where's he going? He's going back to Bethany. That means he passes the same tree. He was going into Jerusalem to teach. He stopped and cursed the tree and kept going. He taught in Jerusalem all day, turned around. Now he's going back to Bethany. That means he's going to pass the same tree again. He passes the tree. There's no visible indication that anything has happened because, you know, those clueless disciples, if they saw something, they would say something, and there wasn't anything to see. The tree still looked perfectly fine. So he goes to Bethany, goes back to bed, gets up in the morning, and now he's going back to Jerusalem to preach a second day. He's going to go past the fig tree, now the tree he cursed the day before. Okay? Look at verse 20. Now in the morning, as they passed by, what? The fig tree. They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, you can always count on Peter for this, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Excuse me, but the tree understood what Jesus told it to do. He said, no man eat fruit from you hereafter forever. And the tree understood, and within 24 hours it had died from the root. And it's important that the Holy Spirit told us in this text that it was from the root. It died from the root. Your faith confession goes to the root of your sickness or your disease. You may have symptoms on the outside. You may have pain on the outside. You may have chills. You may have paralysis on the outside. But the root of the problem is inside, and your faith goes to the root of the problem and kills the problem. Problem there, because that's where the original problem came from. Look, Jesus, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. And what does Jesus say? Yeah, check me out. No, listen to this. Verse number 22. So Jesus uses the opportunity to teach these people, and the Holy Spirit's using the opportunity to teach us. Okay, look. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith. See, you just watch me exercise faith in God. You can do it too, is what he's telling them. In other translations, the Greek could also say have the God kind of faith. In other words, have faith like God has faith. Okay? Well, how do you do that? He's going to tell us. Verse 23. For assuredly, assuredly. How, everybody understand what assuredly means? No doubt. Absolutely sure. I am telling you for sure. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Notice saying is in the verse three times. What did Jesus do to the fig tree? He spoke to it. He didn't just look at it. He spoke to it. Jesus said, whoever, that means you, that means me, that means anybody, whoever says to the mountain represents the problem. The mountain represents the sickness or the disease you might be here in here tonight dealing with. That's the mountain. If you speak to the mountain and you say to it, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in your heart, never mind your head. Your head will give you fits. But never mind what's going up here. You go down here. You get this down here. You believe in your heart that what I'm saying comes to pass. And if I don't doubt in my heart, those things which I say will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, is Jesus a liar or does he tell the truth? If this is fake, then we need to go somewhere, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. If he says this, this is the way it's going to be, and this is how we apply this in our lives right now. Verse number 24, he's not done. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. When do you believe you receive it? When you pray, not when you feel it. This is where everybody gets tripped up. Well, I prayed and I still feel the same. Well, I prayed and I still look the same. Well, I prayed, I guess nothing happened. You're not listening, you're not reading, you're not following here. He said, you pray, and the moment you pray, you believe. What did we find from 1 John? If we ask for anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. So if we know that he hears us, then we can believe that when we prayed, the answer is ours in the name of Jesus. We have it now. Praise the Lord. God calls things to be not as though they are, right? He called Abraham, okay, Romans chapter 4. He called him the father of many nations, and this was done before Abraham had any children. When it was impossible physically for he and his wife to have children, God said, you shall be the father of many nations, and I'm changing your name from Abram to Abraham, because I call things that be not as though they are. If God does it, you can do it. Somebody might say to us, and they do, by the way, well, if you say you're healed and you still have symptoms and you're just telling lies, well, then God's a liar. So you just take their ignorance and just shove it aside and just ignore these people, because they're good people, but they're lame and they're ignorant, and the devil will have his heyday with them, and they'll die sick, wondering if God will ever heal them, wondering if God will ever do anything. As long as you're wondering, you'll wonder till you're dead. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, because you're not allowing God to do what only God can do. Now, look with me at Hebrews chapter 4. And then we'll look at a few more verses. Then we're going to pray for people. I want you to realize tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to believe that everybody in this building who needs healing is going to get their healing. We're going to pray for it in the name of Jesus. And whatever you're here to get, you're going to get it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4. I would like to encourage you to do this. Please read the whole chapter, Hebrews chapter 4. Read it. Yet we can't do the whole thing tonight because it would take too much time. But I want you to read with me a few verses just to understand what I'm talking about, okay? Because I'm driving to a point, and I want you to understand the foundation and the platform I'm laying to get to the point I want you to hear and see. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, remember the title, the rest of receiving. Since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, that would be the Jews, But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So they heard the promise, but they didn't believe it. All right, then verse 3. For we who have believed do enter that rest. As he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Now here's the key. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, before the earth even existed, God saw you, God knew you, and he knew that there would be sickness and disease to deal with, and he made provision on the cross for you to receive your healing. It was done before you even existed. That's called God's grace. Okay? Faith takes and receives what grace has already provided. That's my point. Grace, the grace of God, included healing. Not just salvation. It included healing. On the cross, Jesus took your sickness. He took mine, and he bore it and carried it away. It was done 2,000 years ago. As far as God is concerned, in his mind, you and I and every sick person on the planet are already healed. But we have a part to play, and it's called faith. Okay, these people, they did not mix faith with the promise, so they didn't get the benefit of the promise. Okay, if you're sitting there wondering whether or not God wants to heal you, you'll leave here the same way you came in. But if you understand that God already did what needed to be done long before you and I were even born, that he covered you and knew you'd be here tonight, and if you knew this and you just reached out and received the gift of healing, like you reached out and received the gift of salvation, the gift of salvation was received by faith. The healing is received by faith. The grace of God provided salvation. The grace of God provided healing, and you get them both the same way. We talk about Jesus as the Savior. Receive him as your healer. Just like you receive them as your Savior by faith, you receive him as a healer by faith, because it's the same Jesus. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same things he did back then are the same things he does now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look with me. Let's go down to the 14th verse from the same chapter. Hebrews 4:14. See, this is the conclusion of the whole chapter, which we don't have time to read everything, but seeing then that we have, friends, a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Our confession is the key. Let us hold fast the confession. What did Jesus say? Whosoever speaks to the mountain and does not be doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Here he says, hold fast to your confession. Don't change what you're saying just because you're feeling the pain, you have the symptoms, the stupid relatives are telling you you still look sick and all of this. No, get all of that out of your head. Keep on saying this. Hold fast to your confession. Why? Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of works. No, the throne of grace. The throne of grace. Grace is what God does. You didn't earn this. He just did it. You didn't earn your salvation. He just provided it. You didn't earn your healing. He just provided it. That's grace. Whatever God does in grace has to be received by faith. That's our part. Okay, if you don't receive it by faith, what he does by grace is of no benefit to you. That's my point, okay? Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you're sick, that's your time of need. If you're dealing with cancer, that's your time of need. You're dealing with diabetes, that's your time of need. You're dealing with a heart problem, high blood pressure, that's your time of need. Come boldly to the throne of grace and get the help you need. It's the throne of grace. You come and you ask the Lord, Lord, please be merciful. Be compassionate to me. You know, God wants you to be well. He doesn't want you to be sick. He loves you. What did Jesus tell the leper? I do want you well. I don't want you to stay sick. I don't want you to stay in that condition. He touched him and he was instantly healed. That's God right there. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's right there for us. All you need to do is see the obvious. Look at Mark chapter 5. Here's an example of this from the four Gospels. Mark chapter 5. This woman is one of my heroes. I'm going to look for this lady when I get to heaven. Mark chapter 5 is a chapter full of great things to talk about and teach about, but let's see. We could begin, verse 22, Mark 5:22. Let's start there. Behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. This is the ruler of the synagogue coming to Jesus and begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live." There will be a time in a few minutes when I will lay my hands on you and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, here's the best part for me at least. A certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Everyone say years, not 12 days, 12 weeks, 12 months, 12 years. Bleeding from some unknown condition, some female condition, and had suffered many things from many physicians. Notice, had suffered, she'd gone to all the quack doctors, all the med people, all the emergency personnel, whatever. She went all over the place trying to find somebody to help her. And it says she spent all that she had and did not get better, but rather she grew worse. She kept getting worse, and she spent all of her money. She's gone to every doctor she can think of. She's done what they've told them here. She's done what they told them over there. She's done this. She's done that. Spent all the money. And she's still worse than she was at the beginning. When she heard about Jesus, verse 27, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Touched his garment. He didn't even know she was there. She came up from behind in this big crowd, touched his garment, for she said. Everyone say, for she said. She said something. If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And the moment she did, look at the result. Verse 29, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction. Why? Because she said something. She said something in faith. She held fast to her confession and said, if I do this, God will do that. Okay? Here tonight, if you do what the Lord tells you to do, then the healing promise of God is yours to take home with you tonight. Amen. It's the rest of receiving. Okay. The challenge and the work needs to be, well, let me just say this. Jesus took our infirmities, he took our sicknesses, and he carried our pains away. Is there anybody in the building tonight that has pain in their body right now? Would you raise your hand? Pain right now. Some kind of pain, either severe or whatever. Okay. Lots of people. Okay. Isaiah chapter 53 says this. Isaiah 53, the great healing chapter, substitutionary chapter. Okay? All right. Isaiah 53, verse 4. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him, this would be Jesus, we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Verse 5. For he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The bruising is the stripes on his back. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We are healed. We are. You are. I am. Anybody with pain in their body right now, here's the good news. You have already been healed. He took your pain away. I want to read this to you from Young's Literal Translation. This is another great translation. It's called Young's Literal Translation of that same passage. Okay, this guy is really into the Hebrew and Greek. as his name suggests, the literal translation from Hebrew. This is what the Hebrew says in Isaiah 53:4. Surely our sicknesses he has carried, and our pains he has carried them. And we have esteemed him plagued and smitten of God and afflicted. He is pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is on him, and by his bruise there is healing for us. I want you to notice the Bible says he carried away your pain. So whatever is causing the pain in your body, by the stripe of Jesus you are healed. And your words, like Jesus and his words went to the root of the fig tree, your words go to the root where the pain is coming from. And where whatever is causing the pain, your words can go to that root source and kill it in the name of Jesus right there. And the pain will disappear. The pain is not the issue. It's what's causing the pain. Someone say amen. Yeah. Well, your words can go right to the root and kill it. Your words, your confession of faith. What you say, if you believe that you have what you pray for, when you pray, you believe and you say it, it's yours. Because the grace of God has already provided it. Do you believe me? Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Amen. There have been times in my life where I've had sickness and disease in my body and I've stood, I understand pain. I've been there. Okay, it can be absolutely debilitating. It can be absolutely paralyzing. When you're in pain, it just has a way of usurping authority in your life. It takes away everything. But your words of faith can go right past the pain to the root of it and kill it there. And that's what we want to do here tonight. All right? I want everybody to stand. We're going to pray in Mass first. Then I'm gonna have you come down and I'll lay hands on you. So don't move yet. Okay? Do this with me first. And if you're here and you need healing, then we're gonna organize this and I'll lay hands on you. I'm not gonna prophesy over you, I'm not gonna interview you. None of that's gonna happen. I'm just gonna lay hands on you because hands are conduits. And I've got hands, and I got anointing from God, and I'm gonna pass it to you, and we're gonna slap the devil around in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. But we're going to ask the Lord for healing. Now, you don't have to ask. You could simply declare. But we're going to use this as our point of prayer contact tonight. We're going to ask him to heal us. And we're going to receive. We're going to believe he hears us because we've asked. And we're going to know that he heard us. And we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him right now. Okay? So I'm going to lead and I want you to follow me. We're all talking to God in the name of Jesus. All right? So you repeat after me out loud. Don't just stand there looking at me. You say it for yourself out loud because it's for you. Okay, I can't do this for you. I can do it for me and you do it for you. Okay? Let's say this out loud together. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight and I believe that Jesus Christ is not just my Lord, but he is also my healer. And you promised in the Word of God that healing is available to me and that all things are possible to him who believes, and we believe. So tonight we ask you, in the name of Jesus, heal our body, take away the pain, bring us relief. And we ask it in the name of Jesus, and because we have asked, according to your word, we know that we have the petitions that we have requested from you. Thank you, Lord. We are healed. Amen. Now let's raise our hands and thank the Lord for it. We are healed. We are. I want you to close your eyes for just a minute. Take a deep breath. And you say, I am healed. I am healed by his stripes. I was healed. So I am healed now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to lay hands on you and we'll seal the deal. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So what's the follow Brother Paul here. If everybody will move over here to this wall and you'll come around this way, and I'll lay hands upon you as you come this way. So if you need me to lay hands upon you, just head over here to that direction. Don't worry, we'll pray for everybody. You know, everybody over here will be covered. Everybody, no problem. Okay, this won't take long, but I need to do this because God wants me to do this for you here this evening. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's come all the way around to my right, okay? Everybody come on down, okay? And we'll just move quickly, okay? This won't take long. Thank you, Jesus. You know, don't be impatient. You know, if you go to a doctor's office, you'll sit there for 3 hours, you know? So don't be impatient. We'll get to you just as quickly as we can. I want you just to meditate upon what just happened here. The power of God is present to heal, and you just tapped into it. Amen. You just tapped into it. All right. Thank you, Father. I'm going to lay hands upon everybody. Okay? Like I said, I'm not going to interview you. We're not going to discuss your situation. I'm not the healer. God knows exactly what you're up here for. He knows you much more than I could ever know you. So, praise the Lord. There will be people standing behind you. If the power of God hits you and you want to let go, let go. I will not lay hands upon you until someone stands behind you, because many times when I lay hands on people, power transfers from me to them and it knocks them on the floor. Don't be afraid of it. It's God. It's okay. Okay? So, in the name of Jesus, let's get to work. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, receive healing. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, be healed. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, be healed. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Praise God. In Jesus' name, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Praise God. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Could everybody just kind of scoot up to the step so I can reach you? Okay. Thank you. is the name of Jesus. Pray in tongues, folks. If you're just standing around, pray in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, be healed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name, be healed. Praise the Lord. Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive healing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Jesus' name, be healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise God. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Jesus' name be healed. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, praise God. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Be healed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. A little bit closer, fellas, if you can. All right. In Jesus' name, be healed, brother, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have I missed anybody? Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. Lift your hands and thank God for what has been done. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. You are a healer. You are the healer. We have it. We have it. We have it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. You have your healing. You have it. Okay? Remember, faith reaches out. Faith reaches out and receives what God has already provided. That's what faith does. It just reaches out and takes it. And that's what you've done here tonight. Amen. Have a seat for just a minute. We never want to do a service without giving people the chance to receive Jesus. That's the ultimate healing right there, or the healing of the Spirit. Okay? So if you're here as a visitor, or you're not, you know, a member of the church, or you're not quite sure what's going on, again, there is a story in the Bible where Jesus was ministering in someone's house and they brought a sick person that was paralyzed and they broke open the roof and let him down, and the man was expecting to be healed, just like Jesus had been healing everybody. But the first thing he said to this man is, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." He didn't address the physical problem, he addressed the spiritual problem first. So if you're here tonight and you're not sure about your salvation, we can all say this together. You don't need to stand. We've been standing. We don't need to go that route right now. If you're sitting in your seat and you're not sure of your salvation, that's the most important thing, because you could be healed and still die and go to hell if you're unsaved. So let's make sure you're every way whole, as the Bible calls you. And that means from the inside out, you're healed in the name of Jesus on the outside, but you're also saved on the inside. So I want you to say this with me, everybody together. If you're born again, say this to support the people who might be sitting next to you who aren't born again, who aren't sure, okay? And then at the end of the service, as you make your way out, we'll have SPT people in the back that you can talk to. Let them know who you are, and they can give you information on your way out the door. We will not do the you know, moving to the side and the personal counseling tonight. Tonight was a focus on healing physically for the body, okay? So if you're going to need some counsel about being born again, we'll have people at the exit, at the exits, at the doors, so that you can get some information from them on your way out and then follow up with them later. Let's say this out loud together. Remember, Jesus is not just your healer, he's also your Savior, and he's listening. So let's seal the deal and say this out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight, and I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, that you died on the cross, paid for my sins, and rose from the dead. So tonight, I take you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you. My sins are forgiven. I'm never looking back. But for the rest of my life, I serve you, and I serve you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. And now praise the Lord. Now that's the greatest miracle. Amen. Amen. And throughout the services this weekend, I think we had, what, Pastor? 40 people born again? About 40. give or take a few one way or the other. About 40 people got saved this weekend in all of our three services. So praise the Lord for that. Amen. So now listen, remember what I said. Remember what the scriptures were that I gave to you, okay? Jesus is not a liar, and he said, whatever you say to the mountain, do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass. You will have whatever you're saying, so think before you speak. And hold fast to your confession of faith, because you've come to the throne of grace and you have reached out in faith to receive what God has already offered to you. The work was finished from the foundation of the world. All right? No matter what it is that the doctors say that you've got, Jesus said, I bore it. I carried it away. The pain is gone. The source of the pain has been addressed in Jesus' name. And do us all a favor and share these testimonies with the church leadership so that we can all rejoice with you. Okay? How many feel something anyway tonight? Something that, you know, definitely, look at all the hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, the power is present. Don't ever forget, power is present everywhere. You just need to plug in and receive the power from God. Did this help anybody tonight? Amen. Give God the glory. Give him the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen
hallelujah,
and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Mike, right. It's always an honor and privilege to have you with us. Thank you for giving us Jesus tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to pray and lay your hands on us tonight. Remember to hold fast the confession of your faith, right? And watch, just as he said, what we're speaking. Let me speak a blessing over you as you head out tonight, if you would stand to your feet. As we go out into the week and be the full-time ministers of the gospel, doing even what you saw here tonight, laying your hands on the sick and watching them be recovered. Father, I thank you that your people are full-time ministers of the gospel. I thank you that tonight they've received healing in their body from the root up, Lord, and they're going to watch it be transformed as they walk out your truth, Father. We declare a blessing over the saints of God. We declare that they'll be blessed as they come, blessed as they go. Blessed in their work life, blessed in their home life, blessed in their business life, blessed in their social life. Everything they put their hand to, it will prosper. And Father, we declare, united in faith, that the Inland Empire shall be saved. Have a beautiful week. See you all on Wednesday.
Hi, my name is Pastor Joel. Hey, this is my question for you. Now that you've committed to Jesus Christ, how are you going to grow? We at The Rock want to help you out. We have an online resource called Welcome to Your Destiny. It is your next step to grow. Our mission here at The Rock is to help you grow into Jesus Christ. The Bible says to grow into all aspects of Him. As you read this little book, it's going to tell you what to do and how to do it. We encourage you, if you're ever in the area, please plug into one of our services and connect with one of our SPTs. We call them spiritual personal trainers to help you grow, to plug into this new family that you're now a part of. Our goal and God's goal is to see you fit, healthy, and mature in Jesus Christ. So welcome to the family of God, and God bless you.